Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. All right, ladies, welcome back. Today we have with us Tatiana Labello, a serial entrepreneur, certified mindset coach, lifestyle specialist, author, and motivational speaker whose mission is to empower women to live their best lives. With over a decade of experience, Tatiana helps women step into their calling with clarity, confidence, and courage. So welcome, Tatiana.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for having me on this podcast. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited for you to be here too. I know that we got carried away chatting before we even hit record. We have so much to share. I feel like it's uncanny that how our stories and our paths and our journeys and so much alignment here, which I know is going to translate into our listeners, and they're just going to be on a joyride with us. But before we dive in, I'd love for you to share a little bit more about you and some of the backstory that led you into the works that you do today.
Sure. It's been such a journey, and I think that's what life's about. I've always had an inclination of wanting to help people. I can remember when I was young, just watching my mother, a powerhouse raised by my mom and two sisters, and lived in just this world of anything is possible. And there was actually three principles that my mom instilled in me as a young girl. Three things. One principle is belief. Believe in God. Believe in yourself. Two is work hard. She taught me impeccable work ethics. Three is to never give up. So those three simple but powerful principles have really shaped my entire life. And it's been interesting because when I was younger, I grew up on a stage of competing and competing in fitness competitions, beauty pageants, it didn't matter, and grew up in health and fitness. And I started teaching aerobics and got my certification at age 14. I had the vision of impacting lives around the world through health, fitness, mind, body, soul, everything. It's been a journey. I've had success and I've had failures. And I just learned so much along the journey. I love learning and then passing what I've learned on. And that's my mission. My mission is to inspire, encourage, and motivate others so they can step into who they were created to be. Anyone listening to my voice right now, you have talents, abilities, you have things inside you that are just waiting to be birthed out and ready to be stepped into with that boldness and courage. I'm excited that you're here listening to our conversation today.
I love that. I feel like you and I are just so aligned. I'm jotting down notes here. I'm just like, I feel like these are self-reminders for me. Oh my gosh, that's the same vision. Like, and you know, it's funny, what my mission and my vision is inspire, encourage, and empower women to become their best and most confident selves.
We're winning there. I love it. There's no accidents for you listeners at this moment. You're in the right place at the right time on the right podcast at the right moment, and where you are in your life, it's a beautiful moment, and it's a beautiful to embrace the season, whatever season you're in, just embrace it and be okay with it.
Yes. And you're so right. We go through these seasons of life. We have our seasons in our earth, right? Winter, spring, summer, fall. How many of us go through these seasons where we feel like this is the end all be all, but then there's also the seasons where you're sitting on top of a mountain and it's like glorious and amazing. As we go through these life changes and evolution, I would love for you to share some of yours, like highs and lows, and some of the lessons that you have learned throughout this journey.
Absolutely. When I was younger, I was taught to be a strong woman because my mother was an entrepreneur. I saw her working a lot, but she loved lunch. Everything was great, joyful, and positive. She taught us to always put on a happy face, always smile. Everything is great, no matter what. That's how I was raised. If you don't do anything in excellence, don't do it at all. So I was on the roller coaster of chasing perfection. It's got to be perfect before I do anything. Through the journey, realizing that perfection doesn't exist. And that's not where your power lies. So when I, through this journey, of discovery, learning about myself. A lot of this goes back to taking time to step back and be still, because I was on this go, 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 achieve, 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 success, trophy, acknowledgement, recognition. Through all of that, that was life's success, but that was unfulfilled. Fulfillment is in your heart. When I realized I was climbing up the wrong ladder and chasing success, I was so unhappy. I was so unfulfilled because I wasn't being true to myself. Moving to Hollywood and pursuing acting and modeling, I did a lot of infomercials and pursued that through agents, casting calls, auditions, managers, and media. Eventually, I lost my way. And this is when I hit a low moment. I knew I wasn't living my true self. I knew I had disconnected from who God created me to be, and I wasn't in alignment with my core values. And that's when I had to take a step back and realized all this outside work, my inside was suffering. So that's when I took a step back and really delved into the inner work, which is not an easy task, but it's necessary. But I grew so much from that challenge. And that's what I love to implement. It's just, we all have storms. As Texas right now, we're preparing for a storm. In our lives, we've got to prepare. These storms are coming. It's just a matter of being prepared, being rooted and grounded in who you are.
So powerful. It truly is. When you're rooted in who you are, and whether you are faith-based or not, that firm identity will keep you in a place where to be tethered by the world and swayed by should and should do. When you hold firm into who you are, there is no swaying. I know that we can also lose our way by our interest or by growing and evolving, that sometimes we do have to flux and sway. Your story is so relatable, as I found myself in a similar season, chasing the perfection, success, accolades, rewards, trophies, all that stuff. And I say that I've accomplished my 10-year goals in a matter of 3 years. And I was at a place that was just so unsustainable. And I found myself climbing up this ladder or this mountain and getting to the top. And I remember thinking, this is it? This sucks. I was just like what you said, lonely, burned out, unfulfilled. I had busted my butt to achieve so much, but the fulfillment was missing. The joy was missing. And everything of why I started to do what I felt resentment towards it now. And it was just something that was like, wow, how did I get here? A quote that always rings true when I think about this is from Tony Robbins, where he says, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure.
Yes.
As a perfectionist, you don't want to hear that word failure. Well, when I heard that, I said, ooh, something's got to change. And it wasn't the something, it was the someone. And that was me. So I said,
powerful.
You can constantly evolve and grow. Your identity is firm, but allow yourself the flexibility to grow and expand. So I love that.
I love that you said that, because it's all about learning through these obstacles and challenges and through this journey of the storms that come in our life. You're climbing up the wrong ladder and chasing something and then realize this is not where I'm supposed to be. It's not fulfilling, but there's always lessons. There's always beautiful lessons that we can learn through all of our obstacles and tribulations. Our mess can become our message, and we can take what we've done and then we can shift it and we can learn from it and we can pivot at any time. So wherever we're at, we can make another choice. And it's about making a decision intentionally when we realize we're on the wrong path. When I was in Hollywood, I realized this is not the path I want to be. I value what I've learned. I value the experience I've gained. But now it's time to get back into the real, authentic, unapologetically vulnerable version of myself.
And it's also about taking that next step to become who I was created to be.
Right. As you're going through this journey, learning and growing, you're constantly evolving. What were some of the challenges and obstacles that you encountered that really gave you pause? Because I know that when we talk about building confidence and owning your identity and stepping into that purpose and that power, it doesn't come as a cakewalk. There's a lot of challenges.
There is a lot of challenges. And I think for me, I had an opportunity to take a step back. When I coach others, I coach them to take some time. Self-evaluation is such a very necessary thing, to take time out to sit and kind of like journal. Start doing a journaling of, what do I really want? What's deep in my heart? What are the lessons I have learned, and how can I use them to my advantages now, to taking our strengths, what we were created to be, and doing self-exploration, exploring these ideas and coming to a place where, what lights me up? And I can ask you that for you listeners right now, is what lights you up? And I'll tell you what lights me up. This right here, having meaningful conversations, having meaningful connections, spending time with my family and friends, making a difference. I started a youth empowerment. I'm a part of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and I have a little one. I created this superhero and dream board event, or speak life into youth. And I teach them how to set goals and make a dream board, which is what we call a vision board.
That's what lights me up.
Finding your passion, finding what brings you joy and happiness. It's a journey, and it's okay wherever you're at. But it's really just taking that time out, self-awareness, give yourself love, compassion, grace, because we're all in this self-discovery. We're creating and making our way. Write those things out, get clarity, and then take some kind of action moving you forward, a small, tiny action that's going to create movement so you don't get stuck where you're at. Once we really get clarity, then move into action.
Yes. I love action, right? Take action. Because when we sit still and we think about it, enters that analysis paralysis. We're overthinking, we're overcomplicating, and we've gotten into our head. And when we're in our head, we're dead, right? We don't take action. We don't move. We're stuck.
We're stuck, right? And there's no stuck state. There's just unresourceful state. So it's just about moving forward. But yes, I like to say, get from your head to your heart. Move from out of here and here. A lot of times it's taking messy, uncomfortable action. Don't think, just do. Mm-hmm. I have it written. Don't think, just do. It reminds me, just do it. Whatever it is, make that phone call, write that email, whatever it is for you that you're like, oh, I know I need to do this, but I just don't do it. Just do it. Take messy, uncomfortable action, and you'll be so happy that you did, because that's right. Going to move you into action. It's going to build your confidence and get you into that action. It's okay. It's okay that it's messy. Messy is not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. And taking that action will set you up for that success in the long run. If you're staying stuck, you're not taking any action, you're just overthinking it. But that messy, imperfect action will set you up, because what do you learn from that? You can always correct. You can always change. You can always pick. You can always do. The point is that you're moving forward. So action is mobility. It allows you to move closer to the goals, the dreams, the wants, the desires. But if we're just on the sideline wishing and wanting, we'll just be there waiting for opportunities. Don't just land in your lap. Although sometimes it can, you know, how we say that, like, oh, it just landed in my lap. But it didn't actually just land in your lap. You did something where it attracted it, or you put yourself in the right place or the right situation, or were connected to the right opportunities. So the point that we're trying to press here is take imperfect, messy action. It might seem a little bit out of character, but your character of where you're at today, is it going to get you where you want to be later on? So that's something you really have to discover for yourself. And that's what Tatiana's talking about. Go deep, go inward, start asking yourself these questions, revisit them in a month, 6 months, a year from now, and see if you're still on course, if this is where you want to be. And you could always make those small changes.
what came to my mind is we all started somewhere. We all had to take that uncomfortable, put ourselves out there. We've got to show up for ourselves, ladies. Take that bold step and just do something. Believe me, we all start somewhere. You will be that person that others will look at as soon as you keep doing it. Keep doing it over and over. It becomes natural. It becomes second nature. And then you become the person that your friends are looking at like, wow, you've accomplished so much. It's because you took that one step that was so uncomfortable. In my coaching, I have them write down an uncomfortable action that they're going to take. And then they get to do it. If you all want to play along that you're listening right now, you can take that bold, uncomfortable action, and then you can message us of what you did, and we'll all celebrate together because that's what it's all about. Remember to celebrate your wins. That's a big piece of this too, is taking that action. And after you've done it, celebrate.
Yeah. We mustn't forget to celebrate. And I'm going to double down on that celebration because I'll be honest, I didn't even know what celebration was. I never celebrated because I was just so driven. I was checking things off the list. It was just a few short months before I was publishing my book. Somebody asked me, such an accomplishment. What are you going to do to celebrate? I said, celebrate? The fact that I get to cross that thing off my list that's been on there for years. But the more I thought about that, I said, celebrate. I don't think I even celebrate. How do I celebrate? I started going down that route and asking myself, what does celebration mean to me? What would be meaningful? What would bring this kind of full circle that feels like this isn't just an everyday? So that was the first time celebration was introduced to me. Ever since then, I've been adding that into my rapport of how do we celebrate individually, but how do we celebrate together? Because I know that there's so many women out there that are busting their butt. They're just working hard on their dreams and their goals. And not everybody shares that same vision. So even though you might have some people, they don't see that the way that you do. And as a visionary, as an entrepreneur, so multi-passionate, wants to make a difference, you got to surround yourself with those individuals that are going to be rooting, celebrating, and cheering for you. Because when you don't, they will. And they'll be there to remind you. And it goes, you know, it's a circular thing. We're all going to be a part of that cycle.
So true. And I can relate because I had my checklist as well. My checklist was so long that there's no way I could get through everything. But I didn't realize celebration too. The only celebrations I knew were birthdays. And it wasn't about me accomplishing something. But I learned this through transformational training. I learned this through my years of diving into personal growth and development and all the podcasts and just really growing myself. I realized that had to be a part of my modus operandi, my MO. And that's what I get to teach too. And I love that aspect of it because we women, we are doing so many different things and pulled in so many different directions. And so it's important that we take a moment to celebrate what we've accomplished, even if it's a small win, to take that time to truly celebrate. And for me, Rachel, what celebration looks like is what is important to me. The celebration for me would be going to the park and going for a nature walk because I love that. It would be just going to get a manicure. That's a celebration, but it can look like anything to anyone. The more we get our mind in the state of gratitude, thankfulness, appreciation, and celebration, the more all of that comes back into our life, which shifting that mindset from what's not working and negativity to positivity, empowerment, and what's working. And we're just creating more of that in our lives, opening up that space to have to notice more things coming in.
Right. Because when we're in that mindset, we're just attracting it because we're intentionally seeking it. So it's what they say, like the psychology behind this positive thinking. And it's not just like, oh, you just got to fake it till you make it kind of stuff. But it's true because when you intentionally go out to seek the good, you will find the good. But when you're so focused on what went wrong or what's not working, guess what you're going to find? More of what's wrong and what's not working. So I love that perspective. You just got to make those small little tweaks and you'll see it all pay off in the long run. It's such a beautiful gift that you get to give to yourself.
Yeah, it's where focus goes, energy flows. Mm-hmm. So whatever we're focused on is what we're going to get. I did a coaching session this morning on our focus. Are we focused on abundance, love, and gratitude, or on negative thoughts and emotions? Take note, capture that, and then we can shift it to reframe it. But first, it's just acknowledging, where are your thoughts? What are you thinking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and putting yourself in opportunities to be in the right mind space. And sometimes it's just stepping away from the problem at hand. It could be something you're doing with work. Take a step away. Close your laptop, walk out of the office, whatever you got to do. We have to change that scenery. And it's that constant, right, the emotion. So what is emotion? It's energy in motion. So while we're shifting the energy through movement, through changing something, we're creating a space to see things differently and receive them in a more positive light. So I love that you brought up the focus, because the focus is such a huge part of setting yourself up for success, but also the parts, the work that you do, because your work, you have to have clarity. So if you're not focused on what it is you want, the clarity is hard to see. I'd love for you to share some of the works that you do with your clients, something our listeners can really take away. You've already packed in so many things here with the three principles, whether it's belief, hardworking, never give up. Those are the things that your mother has impressed upon you. Now you're sharing this as a way to give back to others because of what positive impact this has had in your life. So let's talk about focus and clarity. Focus and clarity. Well, the framework that I really love that I teach my clients and would love to share with your listeners too, it's CLIMB. So CLIMB. So as we climb to success or climb to your vision and your goals and your purpose and your calling, I'm going to break that down. So C is for clarity. Define your vision, your goals, align your values with your goals. That is the C part of clarity. The L part is let go. Let go of limiting beliefs. Let go of negativity. It's letting go of things that do not serve us. And then it's getting really clarity on that. The I is for intention. What is your intention? Because we'll move toward what we intend to do. And I always like to start everything with, what is my intention here? And before I came on this podcast, my intention is for you to take just one thought, one idea, one thing that you can take and implement into your life that will move you closer to where you want to be. So that's my intention. The M is for mindset mastery. So we've got to take control of our mindset. It's all about learning what are our beliefs, what is our mindset, where is that taking us? Really getting some clarity on our mindset and how that is moving us either toward our goals or away from our goals. B is for building a positive environment. Just like this podcast, it's building a community of like-minded individuals, powerhouse women like Rachel, that we all support each other. We love celebrating each other. We love championing and encouraging and saying, yes, it is possible. The outside world might say, you can't do that. Well, here we say, yes, you can. It doesn't matter. We've just got to climb. C, clarity. L, let go of limiting beliefs. I, intention. M, mastering mindset. And B is building that positive environment. Oh, so good. You guys, I love these acronyms.
Right?
When you're going to wonder, how do I get there? You got to climb your way there.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This has been incredible. And so the work that you do, I mean, as you're coaching individuals, you're also leading them on this journey. You have something that you've been working on for some time that I'll let you share a little bit more about.
Absolutely. So I'm an author. I'm working on my third book, The Beautiful Project You. It really is a movement of women empowerment, celebrating each and every woman and championing each one to step into
who you're created to be.
And to live a life that's fulfilling, to live your best life with your best self. It's really about health, mind, body, spirit, beauty.
It is that inner heart.
It's the way you show up in the world. Beauty to me means
acts of kindness, giving, loving, and sharing. That's what real, true beauty is. I dive into
and really empower women to embrace who you are,
which you are beautiful, each and every one of you.
It's just stepping into that. And I really share a lot of my messiness,
a lot of the things that are not, overcoming obstacles and challenges. But that's what's created me to who I am today. I'm so grateful for all of those moments in my life that have really shifted. And I'd like to say God is doing a new work in me. He has transformed me and changed me into a better version of myself so that I can now help others step into who they were created to be too. So I'm really excited. That's going to be coming out December, January of this year, 2024. I'm really excited about that and sharing my message. And I know, Rachel, we just talked earlier about your book, and we have so many similarities and our heart to make a difference, to know if we can touch the lives of one person, then it's all worth it. And also to be that role model. If I can do it, if you can do it, you can do it too as a listener.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Your book is just so needed. The works that you do as a leader is a motivator and as an empowerer. And I think that that's really the word that defines what you're doing here. You're empowering others through your own self-empowerment. And I think that sometimes when we look at the personal growth space and self-improvement, it can get a little bit like, oh, it's very self-centered and self-absorbed. I've been thinking about this for some time too, because I think it's important to differentiate the self-absorption versus using it as a tool to empower you to become a better version of you. Just like when we hear about self-love and self-care, how those aren't selfish, they're necessary. How can we love our neighbors and love others when we don't love and take care of ourselves, right? It's all about becoming better versions of us, because we'll see the ripple effect that will parlay into all the works that we do. For us to step fully into our power, purpose, and passions, how do we do that? We have to live, lead, and love from a place of empathy, compassion, kindness, generosity, being authentic into who you are. So again, today's episode really hits on values, identity, and beliefs. Would you agree?
I would completely agree to that, because that's really the essence of who I am, and kind of a message that I bring is really being true to yourself. But it took me losing myself to find myself.
Yes.
I was taught vulnerability is weakness, but it is not. It is power. When we can learn to be unapologetically authentic, like this is really who I am, and just really own that, we're living our true self. For me, I feel like that's freedom, when we can truly live our true self and just be ourselves and just be free to be who we were meant to be, and knowing who we are. And that's a journey. It takes time to discover that and be on that journey. Where you're at in that journey, it's okay. Just know that you're not alone in whatever you're going through and whatever you're facing. Just know that you are supported, you are loved, you are championed and cheered from another side. We all have gone through that messiness and that storm. On the other side, there's so much strength and wisdom that comes from it. So whoever is listening, whoever this is for, just hold on, stand strong like that oak tree, rooted and grounded in your identity, who you are, your beliefs. And just know that you can have that unshakable faith.
So powerful. And that's the gift that you get to give to yourself. It's the journey, but the hardest part is getting started. Take messy, imperfect action. That first step is going to be ugly, messy, and probably painful. You take that first step, we fall, but we got to get back up. That's the resiliency. As we continue this journey and build upon that resiliency, the more confident we become. Our whole goal here is to provide content that empowers you to become your confident version of yourself. So that's that confident woman that's in every single one of us. She's there. It's just a matter of you tapping in and igniting her. I think Tatiana has done a beautiful job of sharing some wisdom, insight, and perspective to really equip and empower you to step fully into who you are created to be. Tatiana, as we wrap up today's episode, I'd love for you to share how our listeners can find you and follow along and learn more about your upcoming project. If there's anything we haven't said and you want to leave our listeners with, please share away.
So you can find me at Labello Lifestyle. Labello is my last name. Lifestyle.com. That is my website. And I also am on Instagram, Tatiana Labello. And I would love to hear from you. If you want to reach out, feel free. What I am offering today is a complimentary vision strategy session. You can get that free coaching session if you just go to my website, Labello Lifestyle. But I'd like to leave you with the idea of really leaning into who you are created to be, leaning into what you offer, because you have gifts, talents, and abilities that nobody else has, that only you can fulfill. And I know I'm speaking to someone today that there is a book inside you, there is a business you really want to get started, there is something that has been on your heart for many years, and you pushed it down. I'd love for you to open that back up, revisit that, and really bring that to the table, because that could be that one thing that could not only change your life, but you have the ability to change other people's lives. And that would be a fulfillment that you would have inside, because that is what is planted inside you for you to impact this world. I just want to encourage you to take that step and do it and laugh. It's going to be fun. It's going to be messy. It's okay. Just laugh, but really take that step, because you'll find it so empowering and you'll feel so confident. And that's the building muscle that we're built upon. Like Rachel said, you all are confident. You all are beautiful. You all have a gift inside you. It just needs to be tapped into. Let us today be that ignition, that fire, that lights inside you to where you're like, today is the day. It's my time. There's no better time like the present.
Wonderful. Wonderfully said as well. I'm invigorated. That lit me. I think maybe you were speaking to me too, but I know our listeners can figure that. It's been an incredible conversation. Everything Tatiana has shared will be in the show notes below. Be sure to follow, like, and if today's episode resonates, reach out to her. We put out content because we want to know our listeners' lives are being impacted. As creators, we want to know the work is being used, right? So that's the hardest thing as a creator. You create the content and we want to know it's making a difference. And our hearts are so into the work that we do. I know that Tatiana, before we hit record, poured out her heart to me. I said, oh my gosh, this is going to be an incredible conversation. So if you guys relate and resonate, be sure to let her know. Thank you so much, Tatiana, for joining me.
Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate you.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.